Hello, thoughtful viewers, and welcome to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television. Today we journey to the beautiful island nation of Cyprus in the Mediterranean to learn more about the universal message of unity as upheld in the Baha'i Faith.
It's the newest of the world religions, and really we do not believe it is a separate religion. It is a continuation of the same revelation of truth from God. There is only one God, there is only one truth, there can only be one truth. But of course we see different parts of it at different times in our history. And I like the analogy that the founder of our faith used when he said that religion is like a school. And you go to the first class and you learn the simple things. So the Lord Krishna taught the very simple things about religion, that there is God, that we must be good, we must be kind to each other. Then you go to the second class. You don't ignore what you were taught in the first class. You build on it. And so when the Lord Buddha came, he taught compassion in a way that was of a higher standard, but it was still the same truth. The same with Moses, the same with Christ, the same with Muhammad, and the same with the founder of our religion, who is called Baha'u'llah. The name Baha'u'llah just means the glory of God in Persian and Arabic. And the religion started in 1844, so we're still a very young religion. But Baha'u'llah said, you cannot say you believe in me and not believe in Christ. You cannot say I believe in Buddha and not believe in Muhammad, because they all speak the words of God from the same source. So to accept one, you should accept them all. So they all teach the same basic morals. No religion says war is a good thing. No religion says go and hurt animals. They all say be kind to animals. Some stress it more than others, but it's all the same teaching. But they teach in a way that is suited to the age of mankind. You know, the child comes at the beginning, you tell it stories. And when it asks about the sun and the moon, you may tell stories which are not the whole truth. When it's in the sixth form, you start saying the moon is 200,000 miles away and it's coming nearer to the earth. You explain all the details, but it's still the same truth. Baha'u'llah said each age has its own special needs and its own special teachings. This age is the age of the maturity of mankind. We've been growing up in different parts of the world. So the Aborigines in Australia had their religion, the Indians in America had theirs. The same. We've lost track of their books or their early teachings because these were so old. But now, suddenly, we've all come together. People are meeting everywhere. And we've suddenly realized we're all talking about the same God, different names, but the same God. And we need to work together. If we don't work together, religion will not be a powerful enough force to unite the world. And this is what Baha'u'llah and the Baha'i Faith says, that we must have one God, one people, and one religion. And once we accept that it is one religion, then I can work with you, I can work with every religion in the world. And if we're trying to stop war, we're trying to deal with the climate, we're trying to be kind to animals, we can work together on this. And we must. Because if we don't work together, then materialism will take over. And materialism, as you know, leads to greed and a lot of fighting. So we have to overcome that with the spiritual teachings.
The message of universal brotherhood of the founder of the Baha'i Faith, Baha'u'llah, extends far beyond religious creeds.
The letters that he wrote at that time, this was about 1878, 68 to 78. He laid down the foundations of world peace. He said to Queen Victoria, to Napoleon III, all these grand people who had so much power, now is the time to come together, to to sit together, to agree the boundaries of every nation so there's no argument, to reduce your armaments so you only have things for internal defense, and to have a binding treaty for peace. So he started teaching us the very simple fundamentals of how we must break down all the barriers between different colors, different men and women, between science and religion, a huge barrier, so that we can have peace. And this is what the Baha'is are still working on. Wherever we work, we are trying to work with people of all religions, all backgrounds, without any prejudice at all. And that's difficult, getting rid of prejudice. I thought I didn't have any. Now I realized I had lots that I had to get rid of.
We'll be back in just a moment to continue our feature on the noble messages of the Baha'i Faith. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. Welcome back to our noble lineage on Supreme Master Television and our interview with Mr. Eric Helikar, a member of the Baha'i Faith in North Cyprus. The Baha'i Faith's message of universal brotherhood includes harmony with the environment, as well as respect for Mother Earth.
If we don't preserve the animals and we don't preserve nature, we will not have any place to live. It would be foolish to go into our house and throw out all the furniture and throw out all the food and say, I am supreme, I will live on my own. But this is what we're doing. We are treating the world like a rubbish dump, you know, and we're just pouring all this pollution onto it. Now, science is a wonderful thing, and Baha'u'llah praises science very highly. He said it is one of the virtues of mankind. We must follow it because it is based on truth. But physical, material truth. We must also have spiritual truth. These two things must go hand in hand. So science will give us the power to be able to feed everybody in the world. We choose to give some people too much and some people too little. Okay, well, one family, that should not happen anymore. We should have these extremes of wealth and poverty completely removed. There will be differences, but no extremes. So we have to protect the earth, and we have to live with great respect towards the earth. Baha'u'llah says even when you walk on the earth, say thank you, because the earth is providing this base for everything for us. So yes, very much, we must love the world and the nature that we live in.
The Baha'i Faith advocates a planet-sustaining, plant-based diet, one that all of humanity will embrace in the future.
Baha'u'llah said the future diet of mankind will be vegetarian. And that people will, I believe this is, I'm quoting correctly, be more peaceful when they are not eating meat. Many Baha'is do, because they feel this spirit and they want to be. And this will come. In the future, we will learn a lot more about medicine and how medicine will be based on good food and hot and cold water and these things that we're beginning to learn about now in alternative medicine. And we will have a spiritual approach to these things, not based only on chemicals, though we're encouraged, go to a good doctor, follow your doctor's advice. He's a scientist, he knows, so we should follow it. But at the same time, we must go on developing. And the future of mankind, yes, it will be, we will be vegetarians, we will not be meat eaters.
Aside from encouraging harmony with all faiths, ethnicities, and all beings, the Baha'i devotees rediscover their oneness with God through prayers and self-reflection.
Well, if I can be very local and talk about the Cypriot Baha'is. We've got Greek Cypriot Baha'is, Turkish Cypriot Baha'is, Armenians, foreigners, all sorts of people, of course. So there are variations in the way they will live. But the first thing when you wake up is to make mention of God. So every morning and every evening you will say a prayer. You choose what prayer. Some people may say long prayers. You may say just one sentence. Baha'u'llah says, it is better to say one sentence happily than to pray for 3 hours and it feel a burden. He wants us to be happy. So I think it is true of most Baha'is that we tend to like having short prayers throughout the day. There is one prayer we all say every day. Actually, he gives us a choice of three. Again, there's a very short one, a middle one, and a long one. And you can choose. No one's better than the other. But this reminds you that we actually are created by God, that our task is to come to know, to love, to worship God. So this is our purpose. And throughout the day, we try quietly on our own. We don't meet together for this. This is a personal thing. And normally you'll go to your room and say it where nobody notices, because you don't want to make a display of it. But in some places where a whole village is Baha'i, then you may find them all meeting in the central place to say a prayer together more frequently. And Baha'u'llah says at the end of the day, there is something else you must do as well as say a prayer. He says you must call yourself to account. That means look back over the day. Think not only of the bad things we may have done, you know, and that makes us feel a bit ashamed. We don't confess it to anybody else. We just acknowledge it in front of God. And we think, oops, try and do better. But also to look at the good things. And you think, oh, that was a wonderful opportunity. You know, when I smiled at that person, I realized suddenly they were without friends and I wanted to be friends. When I helped these animals or whatever I was doing, you can recognize the good things that you've done during the day. And if you think about them, then it gets you stronger for doing them again. Now, Baha'u'llah says when you finish your life, you will have the whole of your life to account for. If you account for it each day, you think, what have I done that is good? And what have I done which I would prefer not to talk about? Then you are preparing yourself for the end of your life.
Peaceful viewers, thank you for your generous company for today's episode of Our Noble Lineage. Join us again next week for part two of The Baha'i Faith, The Brotherhood of All Faiths. Coming up next is Between Master and Disciple. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television. May you always be in the loving embrace of the divine.
For more details, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NL.